Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 9th of April edition. We're going to be talking about new release beauty products and some kind of updates of two collections that we've talked about in the past. So we're going to start with them. These are technically new things, but they're expansions on previous collections. The first one is from Makeup Revolution. We have more products in the Friends collections that they're doing. So this is the third one, I think, the third release in that sort of family of products. We have five new palettes. So we've got the We Were on a Break Flawless Forever palette, I'll Be There for You Flawless Forever palette, the Ross, Chandler and Joey palettes. Then we have the Joey Lipstick for Men lipstick. We have three mini setting sprays, all named after the girls. We've got Rachel, which is energizing. It contains hyaluronic acid and caffeine with a sweet strawberry scent. Phoebe is brightening, so this has hyaluronic acid with vitamin C. It's got a citrus scent. And Monica is calming, so this is hyaluronic acid with vitamin E, and that has a sweet pineapple scent. Then we have some lip sets. So there's three, one for each of the girls. You've got Rachel, Phoebe, and Monica. We have six sheet masks. We've got one for each of the boys, one for each of the girls. There's Joey's Salicylic Chandler. That was a really weird way to say Chandelier. That's a pink clay mask. Monica is niacinamide. Ross is tea tree. Phoebe is pineapple. And Rachel is hyaluronic acid. Then we have the Lobster Mirror, the Lobster Brush Set, a two-pack of blending sponges, and Adore Cosmetic Bag. So heaps more products being added to this range.
When we were talking about this before filming, Hayley sort of just the vibe and the tone
I'm
of her voice sounded very, very disappointed and frustrated at this collection.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree, but I also see some cool stuff in this collection. And what annoys me about this is simply that they didn't bring it all out at once. The fact that they brought out like Monica, Rachel, Phoebe sort of palettes and lip products at the start, and they sort of did a few things, and then they went in with a bit of body care and skincare, more random palettes.
And more palettes.
Yeah. And now they're bringing out the boys' palettes and a few other things. Like, it just feels like it's just dribbling out and it's getting frustrating. And if you were a true Friends fan, you probably wanted to have the full range and sort of cherry pick from everything instead of having to wait a year to see if, you know, your favorite character, Ross, said no one ever, because Ross is the worst. Does he have his own 9-pan palette? I want that. So, you know, so from that perspective, I think this is really frustrating, but I think the items are really on point with Friends. I've been watching Friends, like they have a lot of like back-to-back episodes on a channel in Australia, and I just sort of put it on when I'm making dinner. So I'm okay with this. Like, I think it's the We Were on a Break palette. It's the one that's got the door and the frame around the peephole. Those colors to me sum up the TV show. So I feel like even though it's an ugly palette, it is very, very suiting to the property. You know, the references in the Joey Chandler Ross palettes all make sense. The one thing that I find really strange is there are repeated references to the lobster thing. Like, they're making it out like the lobster was a huge part of Friends. It wasn't. It was literally Phoebe saying that, I think this is in season one, Phoebe saying that Rachel is Ross's lobster because they mate for life. That was the reference to it. Like, that's it. There's plenty of more references that are, like, ongoing throughout all the seasons, but that's what they choose to make that a big deal, which is kind of boring. The one that I like the most out of this is the lipstick for men, because there's an episode where Joey did an ad for a blue lipstick for men in Japan. And so these kind of things, like, they're cool references if you're a fan. It's just that it feels so... We've seen this because we did. We saw it last year twice.
I feel like, you know, they're really just they're capitalizing on this. And if they had brought everything out at once, people would have been like, what the fuck is all of this stuff? Like, how many palettes have they brought out at this point?
It's at least 20.
Like, it's going, like, they wouldn't be able to release them all at once and have people think that it was an acceptable amount of shit to release in a collection.
Then color down. There's a lot of, like, boring-ass palettes in there. That's what I'm saying.
So much of it was, like, not necessary anyway. I can't believe that we're seeing yet another massive release of stuff.
Yeah, but I think also...
same umbrella.
Yeah, the problem with this is, again, in the collection, there's some really smart... items in there, but it's surrounded by a mass amount of crap. So why can't they just cherry pick the good ideas and edit the collection?
It doesn't need to be that much.
No. Speaking of things that don't need to be here, Morphe are restocking their Lisa Frank collection. So if you remember this, it was a repackaged existing eyeshadow palette with different Lisa Frank designs on the packaging. So you can choose, I think it was like one of three or something. They've restocked that, which I'm surprised they needed to. Did it actually sell out? Probably not. And they're also launching two new lip trios as a part of this. So there's the Paint It Neutral Lip Crayon Trio. It contains the shades Lifetime Fan, Kid at Heart, and Friends Forever. And then there's the Paint It Playful Lip Crayon Trio, and the shades are Pen Pal, Dear Diary, and Slumber Party. So these are available when you're watching this. And again, they're just chubby lip crayons with Lisa Frank designs on the box. It's fucking boring.
It's not. It's fucking boring. I'm actually surprised that Lisa Frank is, like, still a thing.
But like, it shouldn't
when I
be,
was
though.
Young, it was massively popular.
Yeah.
But I don't, I'm surprised that it's sort of survived this long. And I'm just looking at their website now. Is it just clothing? When I was young, it was all like the pencil cases and.
Yeah.
So it was really popular because you would use it when you're in primary school and stuff.
It's the same sort of conversation as the Lizzie McGuire thing. Like, is it still relevant that it's going to sell well? We'll see. But this is just pure nostalgia.
All right, let's move into the new stuff. It's all very exciting. Let's go. BH Cosmetics. We have their new Birthstone palette. This is for April. It is Diamond. So this launched on the 1st of April at BH Cosmetics. Again, it's a 7-pan palette. We've got six, you know, standard size, one really long one. And it's kind of like... I'd say it's silver and white heavy, and then why does it have a brown and a pink?
I don't know. It's like terracotta and salmon. You know, they offset silver perfectly.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, looks great. Love it. Fantastic. I'm going to buy it right now.
I'm glad my birthday's not in April. All right, we've got a massive jumbled palette from Be Perfect Cosmetics. This is the brand new Manifest Dream Big palette. It contains 35 striking shades in 7 sickening formulas. So there's 19 deeply pigmented matte shades, 6 pressed pigments, 5 super sparkle shadows, 2 duochrome foils, 1 matte cream, which has a shadow smoky shadow base. All right. And then there's one shimmer cream, which is also a shadow base, and one shimmer gloss, which is a shadow topper. And they're saying that there's endless color combinations, everything from sultry glam to vibrant color. If you can dream it, you can create it. Only £29.95, launching 7th of April. So you can get it now if you want it. I love how they consider pressed pigments as being a different finish, like a different formula.
Yeah,
it's weird. Look, there is a lot going on here. There's some neons. There's some, like, grungy greens. There's some, you know, wine toned. There's a lot going on. There's some marbled shades. Yeah. Shades has a veining in it. I'm going to say some of these colors are fucking pretty. Like, those purples, those greens, I like them. I would just like to see this organized a bit better so I don't look at it and want to just, like, close it. Like, if I had this, I'd open it and be like, not today, I would just close it.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't even want to donate this to charity because it's a mess and it's going to give someone anxiety.
Yep.
I'm just going to get rid of it. Yeah, no, it's not. Definitely 110% not for me.
Not for me either.
Just looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. I've just noticed these days that the only palettes I want to reach for are things that are like in 5 pans or like
are
this big. So for me, this is totally off, but I do have to say there's not too much repetition. There is a lot of variety here and I have heard good things about this formula. So if it interests you, go for it. But it could be a lot better, is organized a lot better is I think where I'm coming from.
All right, let's move on to Fenty. We have a new gloss bomb, but this is called Gloss Bomb Dip, and it is basically a lip gloss in a compact. This is going back to when I was a kid. This is feeling like when I was in primary school again.
You used to be able to get these types of things like attached to or like as a little thing alongside like Barbie dolls and stuff. That would be a beach Barbie and have like a little lip gloss and a little thing that you can clip onto your top or something. Yeah. Like this
and they
is
used to smell great.
Yeah, they used to be really good. And when you used to use them up, you used to be so sad because you can't get it again.
You can't get it again.
Yeah. And you were like 6 and thought it was so fancy that you're putting this like
just is super fucking fancy. You're
scented
like
scented Vaseline
supermodel
on your lips. Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So if you want to feel like that again, then you can get one of these. I think my fingernails are too long for this sort of shit. So they say hello to our newest baby, Gloss Bomb Dip. You can now easily clip it on your clothes, belt or wallet for peachy nude glossy lips in just a few clean, sanitized finger taps. Get it when it drops on April 2nd at FentyBeauty.com, Sephora, Boots UK, and Harvey Nichols. Yeah, this isn't for me. This has, instead of it being like a sort of keyring style or carabiner style clip, this has like a sort of like a clip that you would stick on your belt or something like that. I'm really surprised that they've released this. I'm like, is this where we're going?
I just don't understand
the
thought process behind it. Firstly, I don't think anyone needs to clip a little container of lip gloss.
Is Rihanna clipping this on her fucking anything? Is she?
Well, she might be because she's getting paid a lot of money to do so. But I don't see anyone wanting this to be how they carry their lip balm or lip gloss around. I don't think I've heard anyone go, if only it had a like a pen sort of clip thing so I can put it in my pocket just here and I can reach for it whenever I needed to. I don't feel like this makes any sense. It is smart that they've brought out the sort of original shade of Gloss Bomb in this, so I think it's sort of the same color. But besides the color, this makes no sense. And I love that they're like, you know, in just a few clean, sanitized finger taps. This is the worst time to bring out any pot-related lip product. Like,
is this
firstly,
an April Fool's joke?
Oh, it might be.
No, it's not. It's real.
Oh, it's actually on their website.
10 hours ago.
And it's $19.
Oh!
Shit. So it's legit. Okay, so it's on the website.
Oh my god.
And yes, the shade is Fenty Glow, which is the iconic Universal Rose nude. Cool. Yeah, so I think, feel like in a pandemic where people are spreading shit, this is the worst idea. Even if you've got clean hands, like no one wants to dip their finger in pot things. And I feel like what doesn't make sense about this, people say great things about their gloss bomb in this shade in particular. And it feels like that they're like, we can't improve on what we've created because what we created was so good from the start. So let's just fuck it up. Let's just go backwards.
Yeah.
Let's just fuck it up entirely. We can't improve it. So let's just butcher it. Why would they do that? That would make sense if this was an April Fool's joke, but unfortunately it's not.
It's not. If you want it, you go buy it. And if you don't, you can laugh it up with us. It's fine.
Laugh away. It is a mess.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing, we've seen some new products from Hourglass. They've expanded their Vanish stick range with the Vanish blush stick. Mark my words, bronzer contour stick is going to be next. Because they've had the highlighter sticks forever. They've had the foundation sticks. Did they bring out concealers? So they're saying it's a creamy blush stick that delivers weightless, buildable color for a skin-perfecting finish. This silky cream-to-powder formula blends seamlessly onto skin for a natural pop of color while blurring the look of pores for a flawless finish. With a unique triangular tip and a blend of emollients and antioxidants, it allows for precise, effortless, and smooth application. The shades are, there's Adore, which is a vibrant berry, Devoted, which is a dusty rose, Loyal is a rosewood, Revel is a warm scarlet, Sacred is a coral peach, and Wonder is a soft peach. They're available now at Hourglass for $46. Again, I'm not surprised that they've done this. This makes a lot of sense for the brand. They've had cream things in pans, like cream blushes in pans for a while. So why not put it in the stick format that clearly works well for them? I like this move. I think the colors are pretty limited. I do have faith that these blend nicely because I know that their highlighter sticks do. Even over set makeup, it doesn't like lift badly compared to other cream highlighters that I've tried. So I feel like this could be nice. I don't get the triangular tip. They always like for precise this and da da da. The triangular tip does nothing. Like it doesn't matter. There's no benefit to it.
It shouldn't even be a point that they bring up because
it's a design choice
to the type of the problem. Exactly.
Yeah.
It has not like you're not gonna be drawing stripes on your face with this.
Or stamping triangles.
Yeah. It's just not like that's not something that a consumer is going to actively do. So why even bring it up? It's pointless. It's filler. It's crap. I hate it when brands do that shit. But I have no doubt that these would be nice products because Hourglass make nice products.
Mm-hmm. All right. From Lethal Cosmetics, they are launching a new eyeshadow formula. This is called Glitch. It's supposed to be a mind-bending multi-chrome liquid eyeshadow. So you can go anywhere from dramatic to everyday looks in one swipe with no fading, smudging, or fallout. You can layer them with powder shadows, gel liner, or lipstick for a custom shine. Interesting. This formula has been 2 years in the making and they're excited to share it with us. So this is launching the 10th of April and it's going to be 21 to 24 euros for 7 mils of product. So they do vary the prices of their pan eyeshadows depending on the pigments that's used, and clearly they're doing the same with these liquid eyeshadows. The shades that they have, there's Payload, which shifts orange to pink and violet from dark blue and peacock teal, which sounds like a lot. There's Entropy, which shifts from ivy to olive green to red, orange, and magenta. There's Cypher, which shifts from deep teal and emerald green to lime green, orange, and red. There's Breach, which shifts from red magenta to sky blue and light golden green. Gateway shifts from dusty pink gold, green, and light blue. I thought they said dreadlock, and I'm like, that's the worst name for a shade I've ever heard, but it's not, thank God. It's deadlock, and it shifts from pastel blue to turquoise and baby pink, and the last one is zero day, which shifts from lilac to orange and gold. I think this is interesting that they've done this. I was, and tell me if you are surprised at this as well, I was expecting Lethal to do pressed multichrome eyeshadows. Mm. Since their whole main thing is the sort of create your own palette. I sort of feel like maybe they were working on this before. Of course, they've been working on it for a while. These things take time. They're saying it took a couple of years to formulate. But I reckon they would have, they thought this was probably going to be a lot more groundbreaking 2 years ago when there were none of these on the market. But since then, there's JD Glow, Ciate, Linda Hallberg, Natasha Denona, like Dominique Cosmetics, like so many brands have brought out these liquid multichromes that I sort of feel like these aren't that interesting anymore.
I think you're right. The multichrome thing has just become, you know, now it's kind of run of the mill. It's kind of, you know, standard. You expect to see it from brands. But also not many brands actually have it in their repertoire. So they're all going to release them over time. But I just, yeah, I'm not really that excited about it anymore. All right, Mel Cosmetics has a new collection. This is the Mary Jane collection. They say she is a smoke show, covered in crystals and truly, truly top shelf. The new Mary Jane collection, inspired by the dense tones found in cannabis smoke and the luster of crystal-coated buds. She is elevating your classic smoky eye with gunmetal and hazy crystalline hues. Intensify the high with our new glitter pots, an all-new category of sensational glitters in multi-dimensional metallized hues that amplify your look, no special primer required. So there's a Mary Jane palette, and then there's three glitter pots in hybrid, burnout, and pothead.
Look, this is an interesting one. I wasn't expecting this because we saw their sort of weed collections come out. Oh, it's April, isn't it? It's already fucking April. I'm like, we saw one last April, and I was expecting one this April. I'm like, fucking idiot. It's April. This makes perfect sense.
It's April. Yeah.
Should have foreseen this. I don't know what day it is. I don't fucking know. This makes sense. I actually, look, I don't like, we've been there before. I don't really like this whole weed marijuana inspired thing. I just think it's unnecessary. But I really like the look of this palette. I think for a smoky palette, it's a nice twist because the last couple of palettes they released around this theme were green toned. So having this as being a smoky palette, I think is a really smart move. It works with their sort of color stories and their aesthetic, but it is, it's also really wearable. I think this is, I like this. If I was placing an order, I would probably pick this up, even though I don't love the theme. I love cool tone browns, and this is cool tone browns done well. My hesitation on ordering this full priced, you know, just because I want it now is, okay, firstly, I'm not wearing much makeup at the moment, so that is a thing. But also, the quality is so varied. Sometimes their quality is really nice. Other times it's really not great. Especially their shimmer shades can be not easy to apply. They can be quite flaky. They can be quite chunky. So because this is quite shimmer heavy, I would be a little bit scared. I would wait for a lot of reviews. But I love where this has gone. I also like the shimmer, the sparkle pots. I wouldn't buy those. Mm-hmm. I don't need them. But I think they work well, again, with the range, with the color story, with a sort of smoky eye, with the glitter topper. I think it's cool. And it works for melt.
I'm glad that they managed to make a bit more of like a, you know, a different color story than just another green palette in the range.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, there's that. I think that's good. But no, it's not for me either.
Historically, we've seen that smoky palettes don't do super well. It was the first naked palette that Urban Decay discontinued was a smoky palette. But, yep. like, if you want a good smoky
that
palette,
the
they're really, yeah, I agree. But they're hard to find. A good smoky eye palette, hard to find. So I think this is actually a nice little niche that they found. And it works with the aesthetics of the brand, obviously the theme of 420 and, you know, all that kind of jazz. But I think I was surprised. I saw this and I was like, wow, this is actually something that I would want. If I saw this in store, I would swatch the heck out of this and buy it if it met my expectations, for sure. All right, we've seen a new powder foundation. This is from One Size. So Patrick Starr's brand that has sort of fallen off everyone's radar recently. They came out with makeup wipes, a makeup removing spray, some other random shit that no one cared about. And now they're actually bringing out, oh, they brought out an eyeshadow palette as well. Let's be fair. That came a bit later. Now we're actually seeing some legitimate releases. This is the Turn Up the Base Versatile Powder Foundation. It's a buttery, smooth, buildable, medium to full coverage powder foundation with a multi-use formula. It's a soft matte finish and it lasts up to 12 hours of wear. So it's supposed to deliver customizable coverage. The creamy true color pigments address acne, pores, texture, and uneven tone. For a Patrick Star approved soft matte blur, it can be used to blot excess oil, set foundation, and touch up complexion. So what they're saying, it can be a foundation, it can be a setting powder, it can be a touch up powder. And that's about it. This is already launched when you're watching this, and it comes in 32 shades. It's $33 US, and you can buy it on One Size or Sephora. I feel like powder foundations are what everyone's doing at the moment. This must be, again, a knee-jerk reaction to COVID. People aren't wearing as much makeup, wanting to put as much effort into their makeup, so something quick that they can throw on under their mask or whatever. The shade range is fairly decent. I think the before and after photos in this like acne thing is too good to be true.
I'm a bit skeptical as well. Also, why does it say at the top of each before and after solves for texture? Is it just me or is that not actually like
grammatically correct? Yeah, it's not.
Because it's really like, I'm like,
should just be solves texture. What?
Yeah, or solutions for texture. Yeah. Anyway, that aside, I am skeptical about the before and afters, but I do know that powder foundation can cover a multitude of sins. So I don't doubt that it has the ability to cover really well. I do wonder about the texture claims, though.
Yeah, because often, like, I've tried some nice sort of higher coverage powder foundations and they can be great, but if you have a slight amount of dryness or if you've got acne and there's a little bit of, like, raised texture, it emphasizes that. It just clings to it. So, But I like this move. I feel like powder foundations are having a renaissance at the moment and I'm here for it because they're easy, they can look gorgeous, they can be really quick, and I think at this stage of the world, most people aren't sitting, you know, being like, I want to apply foundation for 10 minutes to put a mask on. Like, they don't want to. So quick amount of powder, I think it's a great move.
We have a new release from Patrick Tarr Beauty. So these are the Major Sculpt Cream Contour and Powder Bronzer Duos. So these are a duo of cream and powder in three color variants. So we've got She's Statuesque, She's Sculpted, and She's Chiseled. These retail for $38 each. And there's also the Major Sculpt Contour Brush that's available. So this one's $35 US. That's all available now at Patrick Tarr Beauty and Sephora. These look quite nice. And they do have like a protective flap over the cream, which is good. I'm usually dead set against creams and powders in the same palette, but they've taken the steps to avoid mess with that.
Yeah, I quite like these. I think for the tones, they've chosen really smartly for the light, medium, and deep. Like these look like the creams are cooler toned, so you can contour with the creams. The powders look a little bit more bronzy, which is sort of what you expect. I think this is a good way for people who are not sure about bronzing and contouring to try both creams and powders. And I think there's a place for both. I you know, every day powder's a lot faster and quicker, but creams give a really beautiful effect. And I think this is a nice way to let people try both formulas if they're good. You know, this is very reminiscent of what Patrick Tarr does a lot. Blushes, there were cream powder blushes. Everything seems to be brought out in multiple different textures. So this is just adding to the range, but I think it's done well. All right, we've seen a new eyeshadow palette from Rare Beauty. So this is blank celebrity's brand. Selena Gomez?
Yes.
Selena Gomez's beauty brand. I pay attention. This is just a eyeshadow palette, the Discovery eyeshadow palette. It contains 7 rich buttery shades in a range of finishes, mattes, metallics, and a 3D glitter top coat. It's supposed to be super smooth, crease and fade resistant colors last all day, and it's designed to deliver endless, easy to wear combos that you don't have to think about. It's coming the 12th of April at Sephora and Rare Beauty. And essentially what it is, it looks like phases of the moon. It's got a circle in the middle, and then it's got like the crescent moons sort of hugging either side of the circle. It's a design that I think looks cool, but in terms of how practical it is for an eyeshadow palette, I would say not very. But I get what they were going for. I get the, like, this looks like something that'd be cool on like a packaging design, not so much the pan design, but and the glitter seems to be the middle shade. So
yeah,
they really do think you're going to use a lot of glitter top coat, which
they're wrong. I'm actually quite surprised to see a glitter shade in here. I don't know. I kind of just, something inside me assumes that brands will just stop putting glitter in eyeshadow palettes because everyone complains about them. I personally don't care. Like, I have some glitter in eyeshadow palettes. Occasionally I use them. I don't really care, but I know a lot of people are so vocal about their opposition to it. So I just kind of, I'm always a bit surprised when I see them in a palette.
And this is not even just in a palette. It's like the center of the palette. It's the main feature of the palette. I'm like you. I don't care. I prefer my glitters to be sort of like how Melt did them in the pots. So you can sort of delve into them when you want to use them, but you don't have to have them going all over your powder eyeshadow palette. So I'm not opposed to using glitter. You know, it is, you know, user beware when it comes to how careful you are with them. But I know that people hate them. We see them all the time. People absolutely hate glitter in palettes, and that's totally fine. I do want to say one good thing about this is their swatches actually look real.
Oh, yeah. These are actually, like, real-life proper swatches.
Yeah, this is the first time I think I've seen real swatches in a long time. Yeah. So good on them for that. The colours are fine. I wouldn't say you are... It delivers endless combos. I would say that this is pretty limited with the combos you can create. But I do think that it is probably an easy sort of starting palette into sort of colors and textures. So, you know, I'll give them that.
They are also releasing the Optimus Pore Diffusing Primer. So they're saying it's a cushiony gel primer that smooths away the look of pores and fine lines, boosts and extends makeup wear, and actually hydrates skin while fighting shine all day. That is like all of the claims.
Yep. It does it all.
Sounds like a miracle. So it's great alone or under makeup. And they just keep sort of going over the fact that it's meant to do all of the things that they already mentioned. It's going to be out when you're watching this. It's $26 at Rare Beauty and Sephora.
All right, we've got two new eyeshadow palettes coming out for spring from Stila. So there's two palettes here. They're both 8-pan palettes. The first one is the Camouflage Beauty eyeshadow palette. It's $36 and pretty much this is, you know, matte and shimmer camo inspired shades. So you're getting green shades here, some brown shades, some gold shades, some sort of greeny silvery shades. Then there's also the Nobility eyeshadow palette. Again, it's $36. It also has the 8 shades, but this one is more pinky toned. So this has, again, golds, browns, those sort of filler peachy colors, but it has pops of metallic pinky purple, peachy pink. It's like, these are like the camo pink pants that, you know, pop stars wore in the 90s.
Look, I think this is the most absurdly boring thing that I've ever seen come from Stila, and Stila released some pretty boring stuff. I do like some of the shades in the, I don't know, what was it called? The Nobility palette, but there's not, like, this stuff is just so uninspiring. It's just not interesting enough to make me want to, like, throw money at them.
I find it interesting, though, because they've literally made the most, not most boring, I've seen way more boring, but they've made a very boring nude palette that has pinky peachy gold tones, and they've just slapped a bit of pink camo on it and like, this is new for spring. This is something you need.
And that's,
it's not. But at least with the one with the green tones, it's a little bit different from Stila. It still has the safe tones, the pinky nude, the brown, the gold. But it does have some shades in there that I can, you know, I can see camo inspired, but I don't think it's camo inspired enough to be interesting.
Okay, Wishful Skin. This is our last thing. All right, last thing, Wishful Skin. This is the Yo Detox Face and Body Enzyme Scrub. So, they say when Wishful founder Huda realized that her husband Chris had oily skin that was prone to breakouts, blocked pores, and ingrown hairs, she instantly teamed up with the Cutting Edge Labs to develop the Yo Detox Face and Body Enzyme Scrub, a purifying and exfoliating treatment that draws on the same technology as Wishful's best-selling Yo Glow Enzyme Scrub, but with the deep cleansing charcoal and pore tightening witch hazel to supercharge the formula for face and body and beard too. So this is out now at Huda Beauty Shop, Sephora and Cult Beauty. So this retails for $39 for 100 mils. And I mean, it's a charcoal scrub with acids. The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Yanni Danke. Did I say that right? I hope so. We're trying to rush through this to beat our cameras dying. So thank you, Yanni, for supporting Beauty News, and thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do so. Kat, what is our emoji riddle for the week?
Okay, so there's going to be a paperclip, a pair of pants, and I think this is a microbe emoji. So what is that relating to when it comes to this week's episode of Beauty News? I have to say, I'm actually kind of happy that this episode is full of, like, nothing.
Boring.
Because I have an urge to want to buy things, but also mentally I'm like, I shouldn't be buying stuff. And this is like, there's nothing to buy.
Yeah, it was definitely an uninteresting episode, but that's okay. Maybe next week things will be more interesting. We didn't see any, what's it called?
Colourpop.
First of April. No, well, yes, no Colourpop, but also no April Fool's April makeup. Fools. Which, like, I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that because it's all bloody rubbish anyway.
I sort of feel like last year they stopped doing it because it was right at the start of the pandemic and it was like, not only were people not sort of working, but they were like, don't make fun of things. It's not the right time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like brands are just not game enough to do it again. Because Huda was notorious for doing that. And she didn't do it this year. Unless Fenty's one is still, like, correct us if that's actually an April Fool's joke, because that's the only way that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's very strange. Anyway, guys, that's it for us this week. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.